If you're web surfing and come across a site with articles about breakdancing, BMX, bike riding, and skateboarding, you could be looking at Ouch, the website. It has some underground-type comics and articles on how much high heels hurt. It also has a multi-billion-dollar company sponsoring it. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca went to the run-down piers of Greenpoint, Brooklyn to find out why.
Duck under a half-open security gate and walk down the scariest alleyway in Greenpoint. Take a right into a well-lit brick warehouse with 60-foot-high ceilings. Standing on a platform, ringing an oval, are 31 men, who all seem to be in their 20s. They're looking down into a 40-foot by 40-foot wooden bowl, and they're all banging their skateboards against the sides. What is this scene at a Fight Club?
People now just refer to this place as the Tylenol Bowl.
Rob Erickson is one of the skaters who built this place, and you heard him right. The Tylenol Bowl, as in sponsored by the pain reliever doctors recommend most. John McDonough is Tylenol's marketing director.
We found that this is an audience that they have some very different attitudes towards pain in creating the different moves they do on skateboards and BMX. They actually cause themselves quite a bit of pain, and we thought that we could really help them out.
That help arrived in the form of a rebranding campaign called Ouch. Ouch is a zine inserted inside a larger magazine. It's also a website which celebrates the various pursuits that might cause a person pain. But not just any person, 20-somethings, thrill-seekers. In short, the skateboard demographic. The Ouch mini-zine is stapled into the top skateboard magazines, and Ouch sponsors the most respected skateboarders. John McDonough knew that with this market in particular, he couldn't force Tylenol down anyone's throat, especially not Chris Mims, owner of the New York skate shop Tylenol partnered with in building the bowl.
You know, maybe there's a first kind of a pause when we talked to them about it.
I was kind of wary at first when Tylenol approached me about it. I was just like, huh, you know.
But after about a second, they quickly get it, and they understand why, and they think it's really great.
But when they seem to have a genuine kind of want to help out, and there's been nothing but that since I've been working with them.
Mims knew what would and wouldn't work with skaters.
I don't want a big, you know, Tylenol pill hanging from the ceiling or something, you know?
And Tylenol agreed with him. Unless you know Tylenol gave most of the money for this place, you'll find no hint of the association by looking around. There are no signs, and the only thing that might be considered a pain reliever is the case of Budweiser in the corner. But to skater Will Lemon, you could hang a pill from the ceiling. It wouldn't matter.
It could be, you know, this Satan could have given us 30 grand and we still would have built a ramp, you know, regardless. There probably would have been more stipulations, but...
Tylenol didn't ask for your soul, friend.
No, which is good.
If you want to skate the Tylenol Bowl, forget it. It's a private club. Keys for the facility are rented by Dave Mims' skate shop, but they're all spoken for. But if you're wandering around the abandoned warehouses of Brooklyn and see a guy with a skateboard under his arm, ask him, Tylenol? And you just might score a guest invite. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.